Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 4th of February 1961. No free time is for sufferings. DA is one's own candor process and it's going on every day. Don't take them separately as different. This time it's arising and this time it has to be cut off. That'll not make it continues. If you don't cut it off is collecting unwholesome karmas. You have to be very careful on this point. For example, on the body pleasant feeling arises. This is the arising of the DA of the Kanda. After that the appreciation of Tana, Sankarakanda continues to arise. One Kanda ceases and another Kanda continues to arise. Let's look at its cause and effect connection. Vedana Pakaya Tana feeling conditions craving, Kanda continues to arise. This will continue to Upadana and Kama, so Sankarakanda are continuing to arise. One Kanda ceases and another Kanda arises. Vedana and Kama are this life, Vedana right pointing arrow Tana right pointing arrow Upadana right pointing arrow Kama. Kama Pakaya Jati, action conditions birth. These are the birth of the five Kandas will arise in next life. And then Jara and Marana, aging and death, Kandas continue. It is doing the job of connection of two lives. It has no demerits but looking for Dukkha. Every day these Kamas are uncountable. These Kamas are also Anicca. So why shouldn't it disappear? Because these Tana, Upadana are not yet abandoned with the path knowledge. So, they are always as latent disposition in the mind. They are keeping all these Kamas for not to disappear. Tana is storing these Kamic energy with it. If one of the Kamic energy has finished and it's sending out another one, etc. Then if you fall to the plane of misery can you come out again? There are many uncountable karmas of this life and past lives are in its storage. Therefore, the Buddha said that there were no time limits of lifespan in the hells. If you're making one mistake, do you have the chance to come out again? Therefore, let us look for a refuge. It's necessary to look for a dharma making these karmas become fruitless. If not only Dukkha Sakka will arise. With the realization of Sotapatti Magga, stream entry knowledge, the storage of many past lives and this present life unwholesome karmas become fruitless. If you are heedless and lazy, you are only coming to this human world for a visit, just wasting time. And you will go to painful planes of existence if you die. You have debts, and shouldn't be in a relaxed mood. No contemplation of Vedana with insight that Tana and Upadana are storing the Kamas. They release it one by one and do you have any freedom? Don't be afraid of the results but the causes. Contemplate the impermanence of Vedana. If you not pay attention for them and it will do the connections. This is Dharma Niyama, fixed order of the Dharma. Vedana right pointing arrow Tana, Upadana and Kama right pointing arrow Jati continues. Mentioned about Vedana in the Sakapana Sutta. Contemplate the three feelings. If you not forget them and Vedana Pakaya Pana feeling conditions wisdom, with practice. And if you forget them, and Vedana Pakaya Tana feeling conditions craving. Forgetfulness is ignorance. If you are in a more relaxed way and it make more connections. The fault of heedlessness is very great indeed. Why it becomes Vedana Nirodha Tana Nirodho, with the cessation of feeling and craving also ceases. Because Magga arises, path factors, and feeling ceases, Satana can't arise. You have no free time means connecting the DA processes. You are working for feelings that connecting with Tana and Upadana. The fault of no free time is very great indeed. The cessation of Tana means it's not arising. Instead at the place of Tana, Magga arises. Tana, Mana and Ditthi will cease, i.e., Nibbana, if you can contemplate to the ending, or cessation, of Vedana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of February 1961. Who is your creator? From the beginning, Sayadaw explained the DA process of the tongue door. Vedana Pakaya Tana feeling conditions craving. Feeling is Patikasamapada, the cause and craving is Patikasamapana, the result, cause and effect process. Tana and Upadana are called taints asava. It's including all asava. These are, Kamasava, Bhavasava, Dithyasava and Avijasava, taints of sensuality, becoming, wrong view and ignorance. During the eating, contemplate the impermanence of taste consciousness. With this, the feeling not connects with the action, i.e., Vedana to Kama, and the four asava are cutting off. Directly cutting off are Kamasava, Bhavasava and Dithyasava. Avijasava includes as Sahajata, connaissance. If Jati, Jara and Marana, birth, aging and death are not arising and then Asava ends. If the Buddha had not arisen or if you not contemplate them birth, aging and death arise. Births will uncountable to arise, because of not ending the asava. Kamas have to do the jobs for asava. Who made the taste consciousness? Only someone has the asava and it'll arise. There are not these things in Nibbana. Do you know that it was made by the asava of past life? All the objects of contemplation are made by the asava. This point is interesting for contemplation and has some hidden meanings. The things made by asava are anicca and the contemplation is magga. Asava of the past made dukkha sakka. All these things are anicca, dukkha, anatta, asubha and dukkha sakka. We have been found out the injuries made by the asava. It's better to know them profoundly and contemplate. Let you to know with the contemplation that the things made by the past asava are not right. In the past you didn't have the sasana eye, i.e., dharma eyes. So, it happened randomly. Vipassana dharma is the nearest to nibbana for the ending of asava. If not, your prayers for nibbana are only in a traditional way. We can see this mentality in some Buddhists, only rely on prayers and vows with outside power. The whole body is made by asava. In the Buddha's first discourse, Dharmakaka Pavatana Sutta, said, Upadanakhandhapi Dukkha, the five khandhas subject to clinging, asava, a dukkha sakka. In the process of ending asava, with the contemplation of impermanence and magga arises. Only with magga arises and asava will end. Your own defiled things are asava dharma. Asava creates the khandhas and it's not kama. If you want to clear on this point, after his enlightenment, the Buddha made this exclamation, Tana man, the carpenter, you can't make the khandhas again for me. It means as I had no more asava, tana, for a new khandha. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 19th of March 1961. What is the most important thing? In this talk, Sayadaw used his own verses on the Four Noble Truths to explain the practice. These verses are 1. Every formation, i.e., conditioned phenomenon, is impermanent, remember as dukkha sakka. 2. Taking the impermanence as me, remember as the cause, samadaya, of affection. 3. The ending of all the mind and matter. Remember their cessation as Nibbana. 4. The knowledge of the cessation. Remember as the path knowledge. It's important to know the truth. It's like a stick throwing up to the sky and falling down again in a random way if you don't know. Your destination of rebirth is random and without stability. Therefore, you have to practice and know the truth until your bones and skin are worn out. At the time of encountering the sasana and you must work hard. As the kanda is dukkha sakka and it needs to discern their oppressive nature. Palanata. Continued the story of naked ascetic kasapa. Avijja ignorance is not knowing the truth. Told some stories of the people fell into hells, animal realms, etc. Now, you can smile and also have to cry in the future. The practice of satipatthana is the task of knowing the truth. For knowing the truth, avijja ignorance must become vijja knowledge. Only looking after the mind and body, when'll you have the free time? It oppresses mercilessly to someone has affection for it. It oppresses like the twin of blind and handicapped babies, i.e., body and mind to the mother. People didn't have any affections, we're all in Nibbana now. Except the task of becoming a noble person, Arya, all the other things are oppressing you. You must know that the kanda is the oppressive dukkha sakka. With more affection to it and more oppressive it'll become. If you are treating it well and do you still have free time? You must see its oppressive nature with knowledge. Observe the 5 khandhas with the 5 path factors. 1. Every formation is impermanent. Remember as dukkha sakka. If you're discerning the impermanence of conditioned dharma and seeing dukkha sakka. Arising is dukkha and vanishing is dukkha. In the khanda only the impermanence will arise. Pay more attention to discern impermanence than family and business matters. Because in the Samyutta Nikaya, the Buddha was urging us if we had the chance for listening the truth, for enlightenment, even we should accept the spear inflicting on us. Every day in the morning time 300 spears, in midday for 300 spears and in the evening for 300 spears, respectively. Even though we may die for once only, we will die for many lives to come if we don't know the truth. Also, many uncountable sufferings are waiting for us, such as in hells, as animals, as hungry ghosts, etc. Seeing, hearing, smelling, etc., whatever arises, they vanishes with change. With the blind and handicapped, i.e., body and mind, combined together, seeing, hearing, smelling, etc., are arising. After the arising, both are vanishing, mind and form. The mind is quicker and the form a little slower. Because of the changing and vanishing that it is dukkha sakka. Contemplate form if you prefer kaya, form, contemplate mind if you prefer mind. You'll end up with the knowing of dukkha sakka by seeing impermanence. Whatever you are contemplating only seeing impermanence, and knowing the truth, sakka. 2. Taking the impermanence as me. Remember as the cause of affection. If you not contemplate and become dipthi, tanna and continue the samsara. Beings are falling down randomly and it's not good for happening. And it needs to abandon them. I think therefore, I am, is attaching to wrong views and arising every day quite a lot. You have to do this task very quickly as going towards the cemetery because you're going towards death, i.e., closer to death every second. The saying of you're becoming older means it's closer to the cemetery. 1 is for contemplation, i.e., Sankara Dharma, the 5 khandhas. 2 is for abandoning, Dithi, Tana. What is Nibbana? With the contemplation of impermanence, it becomes mature and with a blip, mind, body disappears, even if you're contemplating the mind. This knowledge, Nana, is in contemplating but under the knowledge these are disappeared. 3. The ending of all the mind and matter, remember their cessation, as Nibbana. Your destinations are becoming stable if you realize it, will never fall back into the plains of misery. You will sure to realize it if your practice is also right with Virya, right effort, and you're a Tihetuka person, born with 3 wholesome roots of non-greed, non-hatred and non-delusion. Here only 1 and 3 verses are important. It's like you get the train ticket at Mandalay Railway Station and arriving at Rangoon, Yangon, Railway Station, compared to the 1 and 3 verses. You're passing through the knowledges between them. From impermanence to Nibbana. It's also the same as from Mandalay to RGN. It will pass through other stations on the way. 4. The knowledge of the cessation, remember as the path knowledge. After the Lokuttara Magga arises, 1 and 2 Maggas cease, 1 is arising and 2 is vanishing. After the path knowledge and fruition knowledge arises. And then you are becoming a Sotapanna. After the path knowledge ceases and the fruition knowledge arises is a Kaliko, non-temporal, immediate. This point was not accepted by some scholars. But the yogis know what they are talking about. Don't lose these 4 verses. These are the processes of the practice. Don't mix up the vibrations of impermanence with me, self. If the hungry mind arises and don't let it become I am hungry. Watch and observe, it'll disappear. If contemplating this way, do you still think as the Sankhara is me? Wanting to sleep as me, wanting to eat also me and Sankhara will continue. Is it not terrible? Therefore, before the contemplation, it's important to dispel Sasata and Akeda Ditthi first. Are these Sankhara Dharmas arisen by you or by others? Or by you and others, both? Not at all. It is arisen by Avijja and Sankhara. After dispelling Ditthi and practice with no 1, i.e., the objects of contemplation or khandhas, then number 3, i.e., Nibbana, will arise. Then you'll get number 4, i.e., the path knowledge. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 16th of August 1961. The process of existing and not existing. Why aren't we starting from Namarupaparigaha Nana and Pakaya Paragaha Nana, knowledges of discernment of mind, matter and discernment of conditions? Because you had already known about them. You can differentiate or analyze mind, body and relate to cause and effect. Therefore, today we start from the insight knowledges. Continued to talk about Sitanupasana. The 5 path factors, Magunga are neither black nor white kamas, unwholesome and wholesome. Mind arises and vanishes at the same place. It becomes the 5 path factors if you're discerning the arising and vanishing. I'll explain the meaning of discernment. Seeing, discerning, is knowing it as not existing, in the same moment. By contemplating the mind, you're knowing that the mind is not existing anymore. Not existing is anicca, knowing is magga. I am not teaching for good to hear about them, but teaching you how to practice. In the whole samsara you had not found these things before. Now, you are free as a blind and crazy worldling. Why? Because, now you know which is not existing as not existing and know which is existing as existing. Not becoming deluded. Before it's existing and with the contemplating is not existing. So you know it as existing and not existing. You know its impermanence. How did you live your life before also become clear? You were living like a blind and crazy person. You must ask, how does knowledge, Nana, develop with the continued contemplation? At first, you're alive with the seeing mind. After that it dies, passes away. After that you're passing away, die. Alive with the wanting mind and passing away with the wanting mind. So you'll see your own death. For example, you see your own corpse and someone's corpse. Which one is more disenchanting for you? It's developing into the knowledge of disenchantment. Before that it develops from the knowledge of rise and fall, Uday Abhaya Nana, and knowledge of dissolution, Bhanga Nana. If you see your own death, it develops into Nibbida Nana, knowledge of disenchantment. Mind and body are can't separate and arising together. How knowledge arises in the disenchanted person. I only get these deaths wherever I'll be. It's Maranampi Dukkha Sakkam death is Dukkha Sakka. So he knows it as Dukkha Sakka. It's clear for him as all a Dukkha Sakka. By thoroughly knowing Dukkha the contemplative mind which seeing from Dukkha existing to Dukkha not existing. This is knowledge changing to Amoha, non-delusion. At first, it only turns towards Dukkha existing, then turning towards Dukkha not existing. Dukkha not existing is Nibbana. The contemplative mind becomes the path knowledge. After that, fruition and reviewing knowledges arise. The important point is to contemplate. Knowledge will turn towards Nibbana by itself. And then become a Sotapanna. With the really disenchanting, it becomes really not wanting it and the mind really turns towards Nibbana. All three types of kamas are cut off, i.e., black, white, and mixed kamas. Therefore, firstly to see impermanence is our matter. Secondly disenchantment, and thirdly contemplate to know Dukkha Sakkha thoroughly are our matter. After that knowledge will turn towards no impermanence by itself. All these came from Melinda Panna. Without the dawn period, the sun'll not arise. Without the dawn period of knowledges of impermanence and disenchantment, and the sun of the path knowledge will not arise. Without including these two knowledges, impermanence and its disenchantment, and the path knowledge will not arise. Today I explain with Sittanupassana and tomorrow with Vedananupassana. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 28th of October 1961. The End of the World, B. Told the story of Rohitasa Devata who had searched the end of the world in his past life as a hermit. The end of the world means Nibbana. Someone will arrive there only by going with knowledge, Nana. Anyone can't go there by other ways. The world, Loka, is Sankara Loka, the conditioned world, the five khandhas. Sankara Loka is the khandhas arise by conditioning. Arising and vanishing moment to moment is Loka. You'll not arrive to Nibbana with good kamma, but with good knowledge. So it's clear that Nibbana is Nana path. Kam path is to the 31 realms of existence. There are three paths. Kam path, Jhan path, and Nana path. Some short Burmese words came from the Pali language, Kam equals Kama, Jhan equals Jhana, Nana equals Nana, etc. Kam path is the far cause. Jhana path is the near cause. Nana path is the direct path, the cause of sending there. Kama and jhana are supporting cause and nana is producing cause to nibbana. Human lifespan is short, now human lifespan is around 75 years. It will be degenerated to 10 years in the far future. See the Kakavati Sianada Sutta of Digha Nikaya, DN.26 Kakavatasuttam. You have to follow the Nana path if you want to be quicker. Within this two-armed length body observe with Magan Nana. Follow with any one of the four Satipatthana in according to your preference. Practice with Vedana if Vedana is distinct for your knowledge, if mind then with the mind, etc. Follow with Nana whatever the arising. It is Vipassana to follow the impermanent Sankhara Loka with Nana. The Buddha taught that the four truths exist in the Khanda. Except Lobha, mind and form are Dukkha Sakka. If Tanha not exists is Nirodha Sakka. Sometimes I am asking you, do the Khandas disappear? Is Loka Nirodha Sakka? The Ariyasavaka I is Magga Sakka. Here we can see Sayadaw's skill in using Dharma language. Loka Nirodho is the cessation of mind and body. The Ariyasavaka I is contemplative knowledge. With the observation, Loka will tell you as I am Dukkha Sakka. This Khanda will tell you, Anicca, Dukkha and Nirodha. Here Nirodha is the cessation of the Khanda. Khanda is the teller and Nana is the observer. Whatever has to say and it'll tell you. If it has nothing left to say and will not tell you anymore, then the observer will see the ending of it. The ending of the Khandas is Nibbana. Birth and death are Loka. Arising and vanishing are Loka. Arising Dukkha and vanishing Dukkha are Loka. You have to make a decision that there is no happiness in the 31 realms of existence. If you ask, how long has it to be contemplated? It's right to say as it's difficult and also easy to say. It takes longer time if you have thick kalesa. If your kalesa is thin, practicing in the morning, you even can realize it in the evening. Don't take it on the parameter. What is happening to me? It's my parami. Don't think about it. You only need to invigorate your faith, sadha and effort, viriya. Take it as seeing the truth if you discerning impermanence. After listening to the Sakka Dharma, observe to see it. With more analyzing about it, take more time for the practice, and then talked about Vedana in practice. There is no time without Vedana. During the pregnancy is Dukkha. After birth is also Dukkha. Dying is Dukkha. Nothing exists except Dukkha arising and Dukkha ceasing. You'll surely find out as only Dukkha. Dukkha also disappears if the Khanda disappears. It disappears under the contemplative mind. Nibbana exists at the end of the Khanda. Just following it and will arrive to the end. Contemplation with Bhavatabha and will see Nibbana. By waiting with good Kama and it will never arise. Only waiting with Nana and it'll arise. The end of Loka means your own Loka, one's Khandas, with the knowledge of not wanting arise and it will end. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 29th of December 1961. Why so many corpses? I am old now. I'll die very soon. Think yourself with these things. Where are aging and death coming from? It is from birth, jati. Aging and death are Dukkha Sakka, the result. Birth is Samudaya Sakka, the cause. Thinking about the Khanda and these things appear. Then you know about truths, Saka. Again, where is Jati coming from? From Kama Bhava, the producing of Kama for becoming. Kama Bhava is the cause, Samadaya. And Jati is the result, Dukkha. It becomes Nirodha Saka if both of them cease. The practice of their cessation is Magga Saka. Therefore you have to practice Magga Saka. Thinking in this way is knowing about the truths. You're afraid of Kama, here, black or unwholesome ones. Why is that? Because it makes Jati, birth, painful births. It makes Dukkha Saka. But also you're expecting good Kama, for blissful rebirths and enjoying the fruits. This also will give you Dukkha Saka. By thinking backwardly, the reverse order, Patiloma of DA process, and will find the five khandhas as the cause. Because of the five khandhas that Tanha arises. From the khandha and Tanha arises is not knowing about it. This is not knowing it as the five khandhas, with ignorance and have ditthi, Tanha. The Buddha said that Tanha came from upadi, acquisition, it means khandha. With affection to one's own khandha and others' khandhas that Tanha arises. If you have affection to the khandha means you want to die. According to the DA process, section 2 right pointing arrow, section 3 right pointing arrow, section 4 equals the 5 khandha right pointing arrow Tanha, Upadana, Kama right pointing arrow Jara, Marana. It is wanting to die whatever khandha you have affection. With the affection to the khandha, you have to die wherever you'll be. All your corpses were piling up, like mountains. Don't say that it's kama. It's the cause of affection to the khandha, Tanha. Affection means foolishness for deaths. The DA process is telling you that you have to die because of affection. Khandha is section 2, affection is sec. 3 and death is sec. 4. Having to die again and again are tormenting by affection. In the many kinds of death, which one do you like? Sayadaw mentioned some of them. If you contemplate the impermanence of your khandha and you have no affection for it. No affection is magga. It's non-greed, a lover. This khandha is like a kind of liquor mixed with poison. You have to die if you drink it. In the same way, you also have to die if you have affection to the khandha. The poisonous liquor is like the khandha. In one of the sutta, the Buddha compared it with the four poisonous snakes. The foolish worldling is the person clinging to it, the one who drinks the poisonous liquor. No affection arises if you contemplate the impermanence of the khandha. You will not die again if you are without affection for it. Dharma Talks by Mogik Sayadaw, the 5th of December 1961. Dana and Nibbana. A talk on Dana offering. Yukyor Thane and Daw Tin HLA, a couple, offered a Dharma hall for practice. Sayadaw explained to them how to make Dana for a decisive support, Upanasaya for Nibbana. Closing square bracket. Dana gives the rebirth, linking result, Patisandhi, and present life result, Pavati. Pavati result means to encounter with a good teacher and helping a decisive support for the cause of the path. It is leading to the path condition, Magga Pakayo. To encounter a good teacher is the power of decisive support. Dana is also a decisive support for the path condition. To arrive human world and encounter with the Buddha's teachings are Upanasaya. Without Upanasaya and having the Nana ear to listen Sakka Dharma is impossible. The Buddha himself said that Upanisaya helped the path condition and could let path and fruition knowledges to arise. Sayadaw talked about the five results coming from the offering of monastery buildings in the Anguttara Nikaya. These are Ayu, Vana, Sukha, Panna and Bala, long life, good looking, happiness, wisdom and power. Wealth and properties can be changed at any time before death. It can be met with the five dangers of water, fire, king, thieves and one's own family members. It can be also misused and spending them with one's kalesa. Therefore, dana offering is like taking things out from a house on fire. You can't take it with you if you die, you have to leave behind. People who do not do dana, merits and wholesome things are foolish indeed, because human world is the most important place for living beings to cultivate goodness and practice for transcending dukkha. Instead, most human beings are wasting their precious time and chances with sensual pleasure and unwholesome dharma. Dana offerings are like taking things out from the burning house and save it as one's own properties. You should not think it as reducing or spending your wealth. The 31 realms of existence are kalesa fire. So, they are burning with the fire of dukkha. The Buddha was admonishing us for not taking out things from the burning fire. Even most people don't know as these are burning with fire. And it's worth to do it. Here Sayadaw mentioned a current news happened in Rangoon, Yangon, where a man was robbed and killed by robbers. His kanda and properties are burned down with fire. Again, Sayadaw talked about the last day of the Buddha. The Buddha laid down his burdened kanda at the sal grove in Kusinara. Because of the Sankara Dharma and nothing was left there nowadays. All the grandeur was gone. It was quite a Samvega story. It was not more than a dream. By performing dana and it finished with anicca. It is also the same nature if you don't perform. Dana offerings with the enriching of wisdom finished the same. But it is following with non-greed, loving kindness and wisdom, a lova, a dosa and a moha. It follows with lobha, dosa and moha if you let it finishing by itself. The differences are one ends dukkha, and the other connecting dukkha. We should think about this point seriously. Sayadaw talked about the six wholesome and unwholesome minds mentioned about with the DA process. Offering dana with a lova, a dosa and a moha, panna, is not connecting samsara. Offering with seeing dukkha sakka and can't connect dukkha. Not wanting is magga, a lova. Not wanting the kanda and properties are offering with magga. He instructed the couple how to have right attention. The kanda is always burning with 11 kinds of fire. To have the kanda is becoming fuels. Therefore, wanting to end the fuels, kanda, and extinguishing the fire, kalesa, that we are performing dana. A dana combines with truth, sakka, and volition, satana. Satana, kama, has to follow behind knowledge. Sayadaw gave an example with the Buddha, the Bodhisattva, Buddha-to-be, for many past lives, incalculable, had done a lot of great dana paramis, perfection forgivings, but only with the knowledge of becoming a Buddha. If his volitions, satana, kama, had to follow him would not become a Buddha. But only let satana following behind knowledge, nana, that became a Buddha, and attained nibbana. Nana as a predominant quality is seeing dukkha. Nana is as a leader, whereas satana as a follower. The kamic power becomes blunted even though nana is still making the kamic power. Therefore, It's the Dharma cutting off Kama.